Text 7. You will hear an extract of a radio program. Good morning, listeners. I hope you are not too tired after watching the Olympics, and I hope that the team you are supporting is winning or trying its best to win. But really, is winning everything? Why do people focus so much on the winners and the number of medals they win? The Olympics do a great job of classifying the winners into different levels, going so far as to hand out gold, silver, and bronze medals to first, second, and third place finishers respectively. The losers, however, seem like an undifferentiated mass. This is not correct. There are many types of Olympics losers, and I would like to tell you about them. There is often the loser in denial. He or she insists that he or she did not lose at all. One example is the American figure skater, Mirai Nagasu. She told the reporters that although she was disappointed at placing 10th, she would only treat the competition as an audition for a TV show. There is also the lone wolf loser. This person lashes out at teammates as a way of coping with the bad results. French skier Mathieu Fauve fits this description. He said that he did not think highly of his teammates when he finished in 7th place, although everyone in the team finished above him. Finally, there is this type of loser called the inspirational loser. He or she comes to the games not to win, but to motivate others by failing. Peter Taufer-Tofua is one such example. He did skiing last year and finished a few spots near the last place. What an inspiration indeed! Whatever it is, winner and loser alike, they have put their heart and soul into the games. Let's not forget that.